This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so very, very scary times. Apparently, we're hearing that many Ukrainians are starving. They're even fighting each other for food. The Red Cross is trying to keep up. We actually have a fundraiser. Multiple entities are trying to get funds to UNICEF, Red Cross, these entities that are there in the conflict zones that could hopefully help, you know, help the Ukrainians who are trying to flee and evacuate. And so any help you could give, our fundraising link is on Twitter or Facebook, but it goes to the American Red Cross, who's helping the Ukrainian Red Cross. You could even go directly to redcross.org or any of the other entities that are helping. Kamala Harris, as you know, is out there. She went to Poland, and she gave Putin a warning when she had said that we will defend every inch of NATO. That is a statement that might, you know, have a different meaning to Putin than other people. You know, we know America is going to defend every inch of NATO. That's what the alliance is about. And I'm not criticizing her. It's just, I think she was told to say that. Biden isn't out here. Or Biden didn't come out there to be there. Kamala did. And with Kamala Harris being there, I think she was given a script. And her script that we're going to defend every inch of NATO, I think, just told Putin that there's a line. And so America will stand behind that line. So rather than it looking forceful as we're going to kick your butt if you even dare make this a world war, instead it could be interpreted as, we're standing behind the line. We're going to stay behind the fence. So you do you, we do we, as long as you don't hit that. Once you go over that line, then, you know, we're going to defend every inch. So obviously there's a lot of concern. Who's next? Moldova, Georgia, Finland, Sweden, who's going to be next? And so I don't know if that was the most forceful thing. I don't know if that's what Ukrainians need. Vladimir Zelensky has been very frustrated. He's been holding his own. One of you asked if he had a cold. I think it's just different translators. You're hearing different voices, different translators. You know, and until you actually hear him, you know, don't listen to the translator. But he's holding his own. The Ukrainians are holding their own, but they keep asking for help. And it's so hard to watch. You know, I donated blood. I have to do more. That's nothing. They need blood. They need food. They need supplies. They need weapons. They need Putin to stop. If you really ask Ukrainians, what do they need? They need this to stop. So what should the world be doing? Well, nobody wants to get involved with the world conflict. Nobody wants to upset Putin. You already did. We're supplying weapons to Ukraine. I mean, that's already an act of aggression. We've cut Putin off, destroyed his economy. I think we could safely say we're enemies now with him. So I'm not sure what we need to do. I mean, I don't want to lose American soldiers over there. I don't want any more lives lost. But all of us trying to say, look, we still want to keep a really good diplomatic relationship with Putin. It's over. We are never, not in, I think, this decade, going to go back to working with them in terms of an oil and a reliance on them with oil. There's no way. I don't know who the president is going to be, but anybody who cyber attacks us, who has, that's already an act of war. And if Russia did attack us, even, you know, before this happened, as far as I'm concerned, they are enemy number one. And then on top of that, them killing innocent civilians, moms, babies, this is done. You know, Kamala Harris, to her credit, she was set there, I think, to start building up her resume. I think the administration knows that Biden's not going to be able to effectively win another election. And so they need Kamala Harris, as I said early on, you know, they're giving her, you know, these foreign policy jobs that we really didn't see vice presidents do. The president should be there. The president should be, look, we're trying to broker a plan. You know, we're trying to come up with a plan. This is what Biden should be doing. Whether maybe Biden's too feeble to go, maybe Biden's too distracted because we have everything here, I don't know. Or is it just they need Kamala Harris to have a better resume so they could then have her on the 2024 ticket or be prepared to take the reins? All I know is whatever they're giving her for the script is horrible. All right, acting like you're really, really firm about us defending NATO. Okay, that's a given. That's why we're a part of NATO. The other thing too is she got in trouble for laughing. I play devil's advocate. She has a nervous laugh. We've seen her nervous laugh. So apparently, when she was asked about Ukrainian refugees, she was in a press conference, I believe, with Poland President Duda, and I guess they looked at each other awkward on who goes first. And so she laughed, and that's, I understand she's being polite, and it's really difficult being a woman in this position because you're doubly scrutinized, triply scrutinized. But if I was Kamala Harris, I mean, I take the microphone and I'm like, you know, President Duda, if you don't mind, let me take this one first. I mean, I interrupt people all the time. It's fine, interrupt. It's a much better optic than you laughing. That nervous laugh she has, she's got to get over. I know they've given her media training, get over that nervous laugh. I have a nervous laugh. It's horrible. You know, I hear about things and I'll start to smile. That's my nervousness. You know how some kids, they'll start to, like, you know, grab their pants and things like that, and they'll grab, you know, I giggle. A lot of women will grab their breasts. You know, they'll be like, yeah. So me, I mean, I think I'd rather have the nervous laugh, but it could be misinterpreted. Kamala Harris has a nervous laugh, thank God, because we don't want her grabbing her boobies, you know, every time she's nervous. But it's just a bad look. So my recommendation now, and we're going to be talking about how Syria, how the sarin gas and chemical weapons that Putin could use are going to be the next threat. I think we need more of Biden in on this, and I think we need Kamala having a better script because it's just not a good optic right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week, Rianne asked, how much longer do we have to wear masks on a plane? And I had answered her back as right now, and definitely it's until the government makes that change. Right now, we're not hearing any plans yet. We finally do have a date. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, is extending the mask mandate and keeping it until April 18th, which means we might be able to get done with the mask mandate by April 18th. Now, what that allows is that extra month for them to watch and see what happens with Deltacron, which some scientists are calling Delta Micron, you know, for the Delta Omicron combo or baby Omicron. But as I see it, I think we're going to be probably having a nice, I don't want to jinx us, I'm not jinxing us, but I think the next month, the next 4 weeks is going to be okay in terms of U.S. and cases. Are we going to have some cases coming? Yes. Are we going to have some, remember, we do have open borders right now. We pretend we don't, but we do. We are bringing in a lot of refugees as Russia has thousands of cases. Germany has thousands of cases. If the area in Europe and Eastern Europe and Russia, sadly, are still full of COVID and people are coming to the United States, yeah, we're going to probably still have cases. Are we going to get a whole new wave by April 18th? Probably not. So what I'm hoping is that the mask mandate goes away before the next wave. But if the mask mandate stays, it's always more difficult to turn something, to turn something back on once you shut it down. So, I know some of you love the masks on a plane. I see what people do. They keep ordering drinks, they're eating, they're whatever, because they can't breathe that well. And I'm really honest with you guys, all right? I took a few flights during COVID. And on one of them, I really felt like I couldn't breathe with the mask. And it wasn't anxiety, wasn't anything like that. It's, I think the partial pressure of oxygen was different on that flight. And I noticed it on all flights, but I especially noticed it on that one, such that I had to try to still find a way to breathe. So I kept asking the flight attendant for something to drink. And when she would walk by, she kept looking over at me. And I would either quickly put the mask on or I would quickly try to drink something. And I was like, it was a New York to Vegas flight. So we're talking 4.5, 5 hours. And it was miserable. And mind you, I don't want COVID spread, but we're not wearing the good masks anyway. They're not the N95 respirators anyway. So we might as well breathe. So I'm not a fan of the mask mandate, because if you're having trouble breathing, that comes first. You know, what's interesting, people ask about pregnant women and some of the medications they're taking, how safe are they for the fetus? Well, what we do is we decide, how serious. We look at the risks versus the benefits, or the benefits versus the risks. So, for example, some of these asthma medications that pregnant women take might not have the most super safety profile we would like. They're not in that, category A for pregnancy. Most medicines aren't. I don't think we have any more that are. Some of them are B, some of them are C, pregnancy category. Meaning, we still don't know 100% what it could do in kids. But if mom can't breathe, it's more important that mom breathes. And so doctors will use pregnancy category C medications on pregnant moms, because if mom can't breathe, then the baby's health, then the baby's life is really at risk. And so, they've done studies with masks and higher carbon dioxide levels and all that. And I'm wondering, if they've done any studies on pregnant women on airplanes, and if they felt like they couldn't breathe, and were they allowed to not wear a mask? But then again, if you're pregnant getting COVID, that's not good either. But I just don't see these masks protecting us much from COVID, especially when they're the crappy ones people are wearing. Anyway, so the CDC is going to work with government agencies to help inform a revised policy framework for when the mask rules can be lifted during this time. The requirement was supposed to expire March 18th. So we were supposed to be mask-free on planes if we wanted to be in 8 days from now. But no, it just got extended. So on Wednesday, the agency put out a release ahead of a busy spring break travel period, offering 10 tips of getting through TSA efficiently. And the first tip, of course, is wearing the mask. And I know it's frustrating. First, number one, is continue to wear a face mask. The mask requirement remains in place, and TSA will continue to assess the duration of the requirement in consultation with the CDC. And I know you guys are like, come on. COVID's going down. Well, they just said it. That was on NBC News. They just said it. Spring break is going to overwhelm the TSA. And if they haven't planned, they should have this whole 2 years planned the reversal of the mask mandate and how that would be implemented. But my guess is that, no, they haven't been working on it. Like, let's just do masks, and then we'll figure it out when we come back from vacation. So the TSA is going to be overwhelmed with spring break travel. So that, not a time to add on top of that changes with masks. I would think they would maybe want to limit it before then, because then they can, then they don't have on top of that the mask issues to worry about. But the problem is spring break starts Monday for many. So, number two, follow the rule that limits liquids. I hate that rule. Oh, I hate that rule. Gels and aerosols are limited to 3.4 ounces or less on carry-on baggage. There is an exception for hand sanitizer, which has a temporary 12-ounce limit. The general definition for this rule is that if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, then the carry-on quantity is limited. Tip number three, pack food in a clear plastic bag. If you plan to travel with food, it is best practice to pack your food items in a clear plastic bag and place that clear plastic bag into your carry-on bag. When you get to the security checkpoint, remove and place the clear bag containing your food in the bin to reduce the opportunity for cross-contamination between the food and the bins. So I guess they don't want you to just stick a sandwich in your purse. They want it in a bag. Leave prohibited items at home, like your gun, those of us who carry. There's a list of what you can bring. Tip five, do not bring a firearm to a security checkpoint. Airline passengers can fly with firearms, but what you have to do is you have to get, you fill out declaration form. It has to be in your main suitcase, properly packed. A lot of you guys are new to the concealed carry, and welcome. You know, welcome to the family, but do not conceal carry to the airport. Your weapon has to be most likely put in the suitcase. Double check the firearm rules, okay? The airline will give you guidance. Give yourself plenty of time. Travel volumes are going to be bad for spring break. They're going to be higher. A lot of passengers are going to be traveling for the first time in a while. They are going to be like, I'm done. I had Omicron. Grandma has not seen the baby in 2 years. We're going to hell with this. I'm flying. Empty your pockets when you get to the checkpoint. The TSA, I mean, there's always somebody that goes, oh, you wanted my laptop in a bin? Or, oh, I have my keys in my pocket. You know, get your act together. Know what you're doing. Listen for guidance from TSA officers. They're going to be providing information on new technologies that help reduce touch points and make for a more streamlined and convenient passenger experience. So they don't want you touching things. Most of the security things are non-touch. But, yeah, I know. It would be nice for us to have had this non-touch all these flu seasons, but no, it took COVID to finally get a little bit more clean. Contact your TSA with questions. You could tweet your questions and comments. Please keep them clean to Ask TSA or via Facebook Messenger weekdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can also call the TSA Contact Center. And then enroll now in TSA PreCheck. I love my TSA PreCheck. TSA PreCheck is fantastic. The line is less. You don't have to take off the shoes. Oh, my gosh. When my kids take off their shoes, I'm like, really? You know, who's thinking? You don't have to necessarily take out your laptop, things like that. I think you could wear a light jacket. And you get a known traveler number within 5 days. The membership lasts for 5 years. It does cost, I forget, I think it was like 70, 80 bucks, but your wait time is I think about 94% of passengers wait less than like 5 minutes, and it just really eases and streamlines it, so it's nice. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In breaking news, Russia's foreign ministry is threatening civilian aviation and public transportation if other countries continue to provide arms to help Ukraine defend itself against President Vladimir Putin's unprovoked attack. The tweet from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs says NATO countries stop the thoughtless flooding of the unviable Kyiv regime with the latest weapon systems in order to avoid enormous risk to your civilian aviation and other means of transport in Europe and beyond. The tweet included a link to a press release that said the current political situation amid the blatant dictatorship of the United States has caused fundamental changes in the basic principles of control. Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs have settled to the low pre-pandemic levels set before coronavirus started in 2020. Jobless claims rose by 11,000 for the week ending March 5th, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News. The House has passed a $1.5 trillion spending plan. There is aid for Ukraine in the package, but additional COVID funding is out.
The money covers the U.S. costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe and equipping allied forces there in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Funds are also earmarked for humanitarian aid. The money is part of a $1.5 trillion bill financing federal agencies for the rest of the year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A tentative $83 million settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit brought by the victims affected by the Surfside building that partially collapsed in South Florida last June. The lawsuit was filed against several groups and individuals, including companies that developed and maintained the property, the company responsible for constructing the building, and the engineers and inspectors of the building. 98 people were killed in the collapse. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. That's funny. Thomas asks, what if I still want to wear panties on my face on the airplane? No, I don't think you were ever allowed to wear panties on your face. But I got to tell you, if the mask mandate does stop on airplanes, I'm sure you do get a wider variety of choices of what you could put on your face. I just think they're going to probably put a women's underwear like that one guy did, probably in the category of inappropriate or harassing. Mm. There's all these rules now where people could get kicked off for a variety of reasons. Yeah, guys, I still have a stutter. That stutter hasn't gone away. I've never outgrown it. Okay, so now we do have some breaking news. Putin is now stepping things up and is actually threatening, from what we're hearing, threatening international civilian travel if NATO allies keep supplying Ukraine with weapons. So the threats, I hate what's going on because we're watching this happen. You know, like when you watch a football game, you're like, okay, I know what the defense is going to do next. We know what the offense is going to do next. And you're like, if they would have only done this one play right, then maybe we wouldn't be in this position now that, you know, we're seeing this escalate. And you're almost wondering how to de-escalate it. And, you know, as I told you before, once America decided that, you know, look, you know, we're not going to move forward, we're just going to protect NATO, or we're going to, you know, protect every inch of NATO land, which is what Kamala Harris said, and we're not going to interact with Russia or Putin directly, but we're going to embargo the fuel and we're going to help supply things to Ukraine because they need help and people are dying and Ukrainians are starving. Obviously, Putin's going to look at that as an act of war and an act of aggression. So now the threats are getting, it keeps escalating and keeps escalating. So let me tell you guys what the latest is. Sorry, I got my glasses are a little foggy. I know, I fog up my glasses just because I blow out a lot of hot air. I mean, that's just the show. Russia's foreign ministry has now threatened civilian aviation and public transportation. Okay, this isn't about, oh, we're going to free, you know, Ukrainian oppressed civilians, and we're not. I mean, this is, we are now going to be committing terrorism, which they already have. They say they are threatening civilian aviation and public transportation if other countries continue to provide arms to help Ukraine defend itself. This is just horrifying. According to Maria Zakharova, we call on the EU and NATO countries to stop the thoughtless flooding of the unviable Kiev regime. Even though it's Kiev, if they call it Kiev, that's the Soviet moniker of it, with the latest weapon systems in order to avoid enormous risk to international civilian aviation and other means of transport in Europe and beyond. So basically, they threaten that they will start to bomb and they will start to screw around with, I don't know, Eurostar, these trains. I mean, Europe is a continent of trains. That's how it's so easy to get from one place to another. European Union made that so much easier in terms of travel and commerce and all that. And so now they're basically threatening enormous risk to international civilian aviation. According to Newsmax, the tweet included a link to a press release in which the ministry said that the current political situation amid the, quote, blatant dictatorship of the United States has caused fundamental changes in the basic principles of control over the non-proliferation of particularly sensitive types of weapons that have been promoted by the European Union for many years. So this release in Ukraine did receive Stinger, Manpads, Javelins, MLAW, Carl Gustav, ATMWs, which without exaggeration are the most sensitive types of weapons. So as the war is going into its third week, we are seeing horrific images. We're seeing mass graves. We're seeing what happened with that hospital in Mariupol, where women were giving birth at the time of it getting shelled. They were in the basement at the time. But, I mean, you know, you can't have a multiple-story hospital functioning in only the basement, not to mention the rubble. And so they're currently, trying to find bodies. Apparently, the Red Cross has revealed that the deputy mayor of Mariupol says 1,200 bodies have been collected on the streets. This is whatever this was supposed to start out as. I never believed it. I just felt like this was brewing, that Putin, you know, saw an opportunity. He's an opportunist. He's also sick of the head and evil and all that. But this wasn't that, oh, you know, he had a brain fart. This was something where, you know, he wants to be the Stalin, the Lenin, the notorious Russian figure that's in the history books that tried to reunite the Soviet Union or make Russia a bigger and larger power. And so that's, I think, his goal, NATO or no NATO. Obviously, any NATO countries make things a little bit more difficult for him. But as we said, Kamala Harris said, look, we are ready to defend every inch of NATO territory. So basically, that means non-NATO territory may be up, you know, for grabs. So it's very frightening. All right, so how you can help. We're being told that residents have been sheltering for days without food, water, power, and remember, it's freezing over there. The maternity hospital was shelled yesterday. Three people were killed, a six-year-old girl. Now, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that no, all the women and nurses were evacuated from the hospital. And it was deliberately targeted because it was taken over by Ukrainian radicals. What? I mean, I get it. There are some countries that use people as human shields. We've seen that. And it's scary where what they will do is they will have their headquarters or their cell, under a school. Oh, well, nobody's going to bomb us because it's a school. I mean, we know there's that sick stuff, but the Ukrainians aren't doing that. I believe the footage out of Ukraine. The Red Cross said the situation in Mariupol is so harrowing that people are attacking each other for food. There was a day in which not a single person was evacuated to safety because the city was under siege and fire. Supplies are so low that residents are melting snow for water. Children are not getting fed. They've already seen 1,207 people killed. They're making mass graves. Medical supplies are low. Pharmacies were looted 4 to 5 days ago. Temperatures dropped to about a negative 10 degrees Celsius. People are trying to huddle together to stay warm. You also got, obviously, the hypothermia. You still have COVID. You still have pneumonia. And we're looking at this city get decimated. And so it's, again, along the river. It's control of the Black Sea. That's where Russia is going. They're going to try to suffocate Ukraine by taking control. They have Crimea. They want control of that Black Sea. And I'm not here to go into Putin's thought process, but any port allows them obviously more gains. And so we could do as much as we can, trying to send to Red Cross, which I still urge people to do. And I know there's a lot of controversy. Some people are not fans of Red Cross. As far as I'm concerned, whoever is there in the war zones, and I've worked with the Red Cross, and so I'm very confident that the money you're sending is going there. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing a fundraiser for Red Cross myself. But I understand a lot of you guys, you want to help. Some of you have reached out saying, look, can we collect toys for the kids? I think it's a fantastic sort of thing you could do, especially if you don't have money to donate. The problem is I can't tell you how you're going to get those toys down there. And I think the kids need more than toys. They need food, they need clothes, they need supplies, they need medicine. And if we can't particularly get there and ship the stuff ourselves, we have to rely on these charities that are putting their lives on the line to do that. So, we do have a fundraising link on our website, on our Facebook and our Twitter. But again, you can go to UNICEF, Save the Children, RedCross.org, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next question people are having is, what about these bioweapons? All right, you know, bioweapons have been used in previous altercations and conflicts, and it's obviously something that Russia can use, chemical weapons, bioweapons. And depending on their alliances, depending on their technology, depending on their research, it wouldn't surprise me that they would use these as they escalate this conflict. They're already now threatening European civilians. I mean, they are really escalating this into a world conflict. And so the White House had said on Wednesday that Russia could use biological weapons. Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemned the Kremlin accusations that, I don't know if you guys heard, that Russia said that U.S. is creating bioweapons in Ukraine by experimenting with the bat coronavirus. So Russia's turning around and using the findings on the NIH-funded, you know, bad coronavirus studies against us, saying we are trying to make bioweapons. So Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemned their accusations. She said that the building, they are not building a bioweapons lab in Ukraine, it's preposterous, and pointed out that Russian President Vladimir Putin had a history of using such horrific methods to take out enemies. So attention has now turned to a Soviet-era research facility in Siberia, where they believe Putin is storing a bioweapons arsenal. We got to take that sucker out. The State Department indicated last year that Russia is running a bioweapons program. Kremlin, of course, denied the allegation. We can't believe anything now coming out of the Kremlin. And they say it's Russia that has a long and well, Psaki wrote on Twitter, Jen Psaki, it's Russia that has a long and well-documented track record of using chemical weapons, including in attempted assassinations and poisonings of Putin's political enemies like Alexei Navalny. They say it's Russia that continues to support the Assad regime in Syria, which has repeatedly used chemical weapons like the sarin gas. It's Russia that has long maintained a biological weapons program in violation of international law. Now, Putin had, I guess, shielded Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from a United States investigation into his use of chemical weapons on civilians in the country's ongoing civil war. The Human Rights Watch found, according to Daily Mail, that at least 85 chemical weapon attacks occurred in Syria between 2013 and 2018. Now, the majority of which were blamed on the Russia-backed Syrian government. Both Moscow and Damascus have denied the government's use of bioweapons, even though Assad had admitted to stockpiling them, I guess, in a Fox interview back in 2013. But in 2018, an apparent sarin gas attack on the city of Duma was reported to have killed an estimated 40 to 50 people. So Russian officials claimed after an inspection of the site that the attack had been staged by Western governments. It's ridiculous. It's like, it was deep fake video. It was you guys doing it and saying us. It was false flag. It's ridiculous. So, and the problem is they're feeding this propaganda to their allies or to the people of Russia or to the soldiers. And even if the people of Russia and soldiers don't want to believe it, they're kind of forced to because bad things could happen. So the U.S. State Department has accused Russia of working with Syria to sanitize the locations of the suspected attacks and remove incriminating evidence of chemical weapons use. Putin has also been accused of using chemical weapons to carry out the targeted attacks, like the Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny and former Russian intelligence agent Sergei Skripal. Navalny was one of the, he has criticized Putin for a while, but he fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow August 2020. He was taken to a Russian hospital. The plane made an emergency landing, but was flown to Berlin because the wife thought that Russians are going to kill him. So the wife insisted that. Labs in Germany, France, and Sweden, and tests by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons did detect that he was exposed to the Novichok nerve agent, if you remember that. Now, Navalny was arrested when he returned to Russia in January 2022, and he has not been released. He's still alive, but I don't think he was able to stay after his hospitalization. The Kremlin has, though, denied playing a role. But this isn't the first time Putin has been tied to the Novichok. March 4th, 2018, former Russian intelligence officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia Skripal were found unconscious on a park bench in the city of Salisbury, England. A witness said that he saw the girl foaming at her mouth and her eyes were wide open but completely white. Now, again, these nerve agents, that's what they do. They affect the muscles being able to contract, people being able to breathe. There's a whole slew of things that these could do. And, there was another, I think, case where I guess it was put in perfume. And somebody had applied perfume that her boyfriend had brought home. He found the bottle in the trash. Her boyfriend got ill but survived. And they think that was the same poison that was used in the Skripal. Somebody poisoned them, like maybe sprayed the perfume on them as they, like, rode by them. then they die. Then they, I mean, we are talking about very potent gases. And then they end up, you know, succumbing to that. Meanwhile, they throw the bottle into a nearby garbage. Some guy finds it, brings it over to his girlfriend, and then she dies. So, you know, it's there's some nasty, nasty things out there. And who knows what capability they have. Is it something they could, as a bomb, drop on a city? So, in the meantime, Russia's distracting us, saying we are making bioweapons. They are claiming that the U.S. is experimenting with bat coronavirus to create biological weapons in Ukraine. Russia armed forces claim that they have found proof that the Pentagon has been financing biological studies in the Eastern European country in order to carry out the covert spread of deadly pathogens. Now, remember, there has been some controversy over NIH funding of coronavirus studies in bats. And so we don't know if this is similar to that, if there were, you know, coronavirus studies done also in Ukrainian labs. I don't know. But the speculation was presented and arrived after Russia had attempted to revive this conspiracy that there are U.S. military labs in Ukraine developing germ warfare capabilities. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, if we have other countries developing these weapons, we need to come up with antidotes, you know? And then if that technology is out there, we need to have that technology too. And so I don't know what the answer is, because I don't want us developing these things any more than anybody else does. But if you have other countries developing it, I mean, and you have to study it. You have to know what the hell it is, and you got to figure out ways that we can protect ourselves. And so if somebody is telling me, you know, Dahlia, the U.S. is looking at you know, looking at bioweapons, I understand we do not want gain-of-function research. That's not what we're putting our taxpaying dollars for. But then America has to come clean and say, look, this is what Russia has. You know, this is what Syria has. All right? We are working on, well, they don't want to, they want countries to think that we already have it. But then there needs to be a hell of a lot more transparency on what the hell is out there and what is going on. Oh, we don't want to panic the public. We don't want to worry them. I mean, my guess is America was very well versed on what COVID was, and that's why they were able to make the vaccine so quickly with Moderna. Nothing insidious. I'm not accusing them of anything, but, you know, obviously, you know, we have phenomenal intelligence, and our intelligence, you know, if they, you know, they're obviously doing something. And so they probably were aware, or whether our scientists knew, whether our scientists helped, I don't know. But all I know is we were able to make that vaccine awfully fast. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.